This is Reflections West with Lisa Simon and David Moore.
Featuring original ideas and stories of the American West.
Today's reflection comes from Carson Becker, a playwright and screenwriter currently living in Butte, Montana. She explores the wild vein often remarked upon by visitors and residents of the mining city, perhaps a residual effect of Butte's dark industrial past. Regan DeVictoria, a friend of Becker's, reads this reflection.
Sometimes, before I fall asleep, I'm reminded. Packs of wild dogs once roamed Butte. Itinerant and prodigal, without manners, culture, or restraint, shadowing this hill, I slumber on with their restlessness, hunger, and complaint. Somehow I miss them, though we've never met. For years they were ignored, then an urgent injunction decreed. Funds were found, resources wrangled, fears overcome. A local dog catcher was crowned, and feral canines were quickly put to rope, to cage, to sleep. And this story puts me to spell. I know that feeling of encountering a pack, but it's not a growling cabal of dogs that scares me. Rather, it is one of men, suited, tied, sharply heeled, with gleaming watches manacled to wrists, keeping time with their millions, computing large and small cents. Their mob petrifies me, sucking all the wild right out of the air, the water, the earth, the wood, the stones, deciding that wilderness is a cautionary condition and clearly a better profit than a source. What is elemental and irreducible in life, they pocket, this pack. And I hear the hellhounds howling. I dream more legend that Butte is America and that America is now a boom and bust town, discovery and failure, investment and stealth, charity and rapaciousness, beauty and hazard, synthesis and isolation, faith and abandonment, mansions and cabbage patches, abundance and want. So much fortune. So many orphans. And then come the wild dogs, famished, fierce, restive, primal, instinctual, and so very much alive. And how could it be otherwise?
We've paired Becker's writing with a piece by Stephen Dobbins, an American poet and novelist from the East Coast.
This poem from Cemetery Nights, titled Pursuit, captures the author's uneasy awareness of how the past affects the present.
Pursuit. Each thing I do, I rush through so I can do something else. In such a way do the days pass, a blend of stock car racing and the never-ending building of a Gothic cathedral. Through the windows of my speeding car, I see all that I love falling away. Books unread, jokes untold, landscapes unvisited. And why? What treasure do I expect in my future? Rather, it is the confusion of childhood loping behind me, the chaos in the mind, the failure chipping away at each success. Glancing over my shoulder, I see its shape, and so move forward, as someone in the woods at night might hear the sound of approaching feet and stop to listen. Then, instead of silence, he hears some creature trying to be silent. What else can he do but run, rushing blindly down the path, stumbling, struck in the face by sticks, the other ever closer, yet not really hurrying or out of breath, teasing its kill.
A poem by Stephen Dobbins.
Reflections West is produced by Lisa Simon and co-hosted by David Moore.
Beth Ann Ostein, audio producer. Financial support from Humanities Montana.
Listen again and subscribe to our podcast at reflectionswest.org.